Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 2. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Much of Isaiah's prophecy is dominated by the theme of judgment. The people had wandered away from God and lived lives that were a complete disappointment to him. They'd worshipped other gods and had neglected to care for the poor and needy. But through it all, God's deep desire was to bring the people back to himself, and so he promised to send his servant to bring them salvation. In today's reading, God's incredible offer is spelled out. He alone was able to satisfy their deepest needs, and he was willing to give them everything they needed freely. The offer today is just the same. God sent his Son to us in the person of Jesus Christ, and he offers his gifts of forgiveness and new life to all those who will accept him into their lives. He only looks for us to be willing to give up our own self-centered life, to live the new life that he gives us in the power of his Spirit. It is all free. Sadly, in our cynical society, everyone gets deeply suspicious when they hear that something is being offered for nothing. I will readily admit that as soon as an email or letter arrives assuring me of untold riches for nothing, I immediately switch off. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. But here God offers us spiritual food and drink that can satisfy us completely, and they are absolutely free. Persuading other people that this is true and not yet another gimmick is something that we can only do when they see the reality of salvation in our own lives. I thank God for those people whose integrity, compassion, and humility persuaded me that the Christian message was nothing other than the truth. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has God satisfied your deepest needs? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your limitless generosity. Help us to find ways of passing on your amazing invitation to those whom we meet day by day. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.